Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we have two guests with us, Darla Cassidy, who is president of the local DOES organization, and Marianne Mormon. So we're going to start with you, Darla. Good morning to you.
Good morning, LaVon.
You have a fun kind of thing coming up that the DOES is sponsoring.
Yes, we do. We are having our first annual quilt show and bake show, sale, on November 8th, which is a Saturday, and we will be having that from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Atlantic Elks Lodge on the third floor. You may use the front door, and we do have an elevator as well as the stairs to go up.
All right, that's good to know there's an elevator there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, November 8th, that's this weekend.
Yes, this Saturday.
You bet. And, you know, we haven't had a quilt show for a while, I think. And so this will be really fun to see what kind of quilts are going to be there.
We're real excited about it. This is our first one, and we hope if it goes well, we will continue each
to have
year.
Another one. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So, now, where are the quilts going to come from?
The quilts are being...
Can I bring a quilt?
You can bring a quilt. Anyone can bring a quilt. We have several does that are quilters, and
they're going to have beautiful quilts there.
If you have a family quilt you'd like to bring and have it displayed, that would be awesome too. And what we ask is that they would be at the lodge, Elks Lodge, 501 Poplar, on Thursday, the 6th, I believe. Is that right?
Okay. Now, I'm also thinking I can take it to something for you.
Yes. You can
I
also.
I have a choice.
You do.
Okay.
But I would strongly advise taking it to something for you.
Yeah, I know. And she knows how to handle quilts. And,
yes,
and
she
that was
takes
good to get her
very good care yes. of them. And she also, we also have a slip to sign for protection. So if, God forbid, anything happened, we are covered.
Okay.
You know.
And we want to know something about it, right?
Oh, yes. There also, you need to have a little write-up. Maybe your great-grandmother made this quilt. It's been in your family for years, whatever. Or you made it yourself. That's even better. Just a little description, and maybe if you want to put your name on there, that's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think when I go to a quilt show, it's always, I always look at all that information because it's really interesting. And I'm not a quilter. I don't have that kind of patience, but I really appreciate all of the quilting work that's done. It's amazing.
It is. And the patterns, the many, many patterns and what they mean. And just the fact that somebody took the time and made something so beautiful.
Yeah, so beautiful, yes.
Mm-hmm.
A raffle?
Raffle, there you go. And we're selling tickets for that also. And this quilt that we're giving away was made by one of our sister does.
Okay. Well, and I know, I don't know for sure who it is, but I know in the past you've had some wonderful quilters in the does, so that'll be really, really, really good.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about who is.
Okay.
I have two does that have stood up to the plate and said they wanted to do this. In fact, it's their idea that they have got this going. That is Sonia Clausen and Jan Bramer. Sonia is quite a quilter, and it will be her quilt that she will make, that she has made, that will be raffled. And I can tell you right now, it is gorgeous. And we will be selling raffle tickets that day, and there will only be 500 tickets sold. And we will also be doing a baby quilt.
Okay.
There will also be a baby quilt that you can put your ticket in for a drawing or whatever.
All right. How much are the tickets for the quilt raffle?
The tickets will be $6 for $5 or $1 a ticket.
Okay. You might go home with a wonderful quilt. It'll be really fun.
Yes.
And of course, now, bake sale. We will need to mention that. I'm sure you're going to have a big variety.
Oh, yes. Our does, who are, you know, wonderful bakers and so forth, are going to have a bake sale. Many, many items will be there for that. And I need to tell you, too, this, the Benevolent Patriotic Order of Does, we are a group that does benevolent works. And this is a money raiser to put in for funds to help with these different things we donate to.
And I always think this is a great thing because we get to take something home when we buy it. But at the same time, we're helping lots of other people.
Yes.
And you never know who you're going to get to stop and visit with.
Yes.
Okay, now you have one other little fundraiser thing that we need to visit about, too. Very timely.
Yes, this is something we've done for several years now. We're selling poinsettias for the local people. And I want to assure you that Knoyers has them. They're growing them for us. And the smaller ones, which are $10, have 10 blooms. The poinsettias, the big ones, are 15 to 20 blooms, and they are $20.
All right, and so we need to get those ordered.
Yes, they have to be ordered by
the 12th.
12th.
Tuesday, I'm looking at the calendar here. I think it's before the 12th, because you've got to turn in your order
right
on the 12th. Mm-hmm. So don't wait. You know, you've got a little bit of time here. And how do they order those? Do they call you, Mary Ann?
They call us. We will be there today or two on the
Saturday. The 8th. Yeah, that would be a good time
yes
to order them.
Uh-huh. You can order them from there. Otherwise, before that, you can call any dough, and she'll be able to help you.
Okay, excellent. And as I recall, you have a choice. There's my favorite are the red ones, but you have some other choices, too.
Well, beside the red ones, we have a marbled one, which is gorgeous. We have a pink one, and we have a white one.
Oh, yeah, those are pretty, too. Yeah, sometimes I have trouble picking, but I don't like those peppermint ones.
And we've all bought these for several years, and they really last
a
long time.
Yeah, they're really good. So, we'll be getting those, of course, for the holiday time. So be sure to order your poinsettia or poinsettia, which
I've heard that it's poinsettia, so that's what I'm sticking with.
Okay, now, Darla, you mentioned that the funds that you make here go for a variety of good causes. Do you want to just kind of remind us of some of those?
Well, just a few of them. We do donate to the library here in our fair city. We do Meals on Wheels. At Christmas time, we visit our does who are
kind of
housebound, nursing home, whatever, and they get a poinsettia. And if you have not done this before, you should see what it does for these people. We're very proud of that.
Talk about giving. You get a lot back when you give that, right?
Yes, we do. We also help with the community meals that are being served at the Catholic Church. We do, I think it's once every 3 months. They've got enough people there that we can divide this up, which is a great thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing.
Yes, it is. So. And I know that you kind of look around the community and what you're doing this year, you may not be doing next year, just because you take a look at the community
and
what the needs are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a reason maybe somebody would want to join the DOES. Mary Ann, if somebody really says, I want to be a part of this really great organization, what do they need to do?
Okay. Well, we also welcome men to our, our sisterhood here. But the thing you have to do is approach a DOE, and she will take care of having you fill out the papers. They have to be signed by two does and one elk. And this can be anybody. You don't have to be related to them, just a friend.
Okay.
And I don't know. We're always asking for new members. It's a fun organization besides being out working in the community, so we definitely would encourage that.
Okay. And when you say paperwork, it's not a big deal. It's just fill out the application and
get
that done.
One sheet of paper.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not a big deal. And again, if somebody's interested, they might come to the quilt show, bake sale, and you talk to some of the does then and find out even more. That would be a good thing to do, too. Okay, Miss Darla, when is this quilt show bake sale? How are we going to participate in that?
Okay, Saturday, November 8th at the Elks Lodge, 501 Poplar, third floor, and we do have that elevator. So please come and join us.
It starts at
10 and will go on until 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You can order your poinsettias. You can buy some raffle tickets for a quilt, and just have a good time visiting with everybody there.
Oh, don't forget the sweets.
All right. Thank you very much, Darla Cassidy and Mary Ann Mormon, for visiting with us today.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Did you know that no person was ever wise by chance?